Hey, greetings. This is Brother Two Posts, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to bring you an audio teaching today. If you hear some music in the background, I'm walking through a big home improvement store looking for a couple things I need for the gospel wagon, and I thought I might take a little bit of time and bring a teaching today. And the topic is, were Jesus and Apostle Paul divisive? Were Jesus and Apostle Paul divisive? Yeah, we get this a lot as we're out in the world and we're contending online and we're contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. There is obviously a lot of division. There's a lot of false doctrine, sin, heresy, false teachers everywhere. If you know the word of God, you know that's true. Jesus said, in the last days, they'll be everywhere. There's also divisions in local bodies between brethren. Leaven comes in, and a little bit of leaven, as Paul said, Galatians 5, destroys much. So we see this all over Scripture. And what is important to note is we see it among God's holy, inspired spirit writers. We see it among the Son of God himself. And we see it in the New Testament bodies that were established back then. So that's what we're going to talk about. Were Jesus and Paul divisive? And would I get accused of being divisive because I separate from people over sin, false doctrine, for them not being trustworthy or liars? Is that a biblical standard that we see in Scripture, or am I just really hard to get along with? Well, we want to talk about that. We recently had to divide from some people over a lack of trust, partiality, a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, it was sad, but it's true, it happens. And my enemies all along have always risen up and said, oh, he can't get along with people. And the reason they say that is because, unlike them, they're ecumenical. They bend their ear and knee to all types of false doctrines, Roman Catholicism, the world, partiality, all kinds of things. I don't do that. I cling to sound doctrine, God's word, and I only walk with people that keep and walk in holiness. It's what the Bible calls for. So they'll label me divisive, and what I'm going to confess to you today is I am. Yes, I am. I am a divisive person, but I think I'm divisive in a biblical way. Let's talk about that. The question here is it biblical to be decisive? And was Jesus and the Apostle Paul, were they divisive? Well, the reason this is important, because 1 Corinthians 11 tells us that we are supposed to imitate them. They're like our model. Jesus, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So they're like our model. So let's look and see, what did they say about being divisive? Not just for the sake of divisive, being divisive for the sake of truth, holiness, righteousness, and God's glory. Let's go there. All right. So Jesus said this in Matthew 18, verse 17, about unrepentant people in the body. Ready? Unrepentant people in the body. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the whole ecclesia. If he neglects to hear the ecclesia, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Did you catch that? A heathen and a publican were the lowest of the lows. Put them out. Don't even have association with them. Was Jesus divisive because of sin? How about this one? John 8:44. Jesus warns about liars and hypocrites, right? He's talking to the Pharisees. You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. So Jesus warred against these hypocritical, lying, conniving Pharisees. He definitely divided and separated himself from them like I would from a false teacher. Was Jesus being divisive? Interesting. How about moving on to Apostle Paul? What did Apostle Paul say about what most people would call a relatively unimportant or lower level sin, if there is such a thing. People seem to put sin on all these different grades. Like if you're a mass murderer, that's really bad. If you tell one lie, it's not too bad. But the Bible actually says you'll go to hell over telling lies. So I don't know what they're talking about. But in 2 Thessalonians 3:11-14, Paul says this, For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command, exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in doing well. And if any man obey not the word in our epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. It was Paul being divisive there with people that are either lazy, didn't work, or people that weren't following the sound doctrines that he had written in the epistles. Interesting. How about, going back to Brother Paul, how about this where Paul talks about dividing from heresy, Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Wow. Once again, it sounds like Paul is being like really divisive here, and it's over truth. So we see good examples of Jesus and Paul being divisive over the truth, over sin, over trustworthiness. But I want to give you one really good example. This is a good example from the book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 37 through 40. Where the Apostle Paul, Holy Spirit-inspired Paul, called by Christ, pretty good credentials, isn't it? I wish I had those. Met him in person. I don't have those credentials. I'm just a lowly servant. Paul was called to take the gospel to the Gentile world. What does he say and do in Acts 15, 37 through 40? This might be the perfect example of why being divisive is absolutely biblical. All right, here we go. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them, Paul and Barnabas, that they departed asunder from one another. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Hey, once again, was Apostle Paul, called by the Holy Spirit, walking in the truth and ways of God, was he being divisive there because what? John Mark was not trustworthy. He left them in some earlier ministry work. Now, let's be clear, you could be forgiven of that. Oh yeah, we get it. But when a man is untrustworthy, that must be why teachers have to have a good reputation per Titus 1, 1 Timothy 3, and not be suspect like this man was. So Paul, and let's be clear, him and Barnabas go way back, and Barnabas spoke up for Paul when everybody was questioning Paul, now a Christian, when he was murdering people. Barnabas spoke up for Paul, and they went back quite a ways, or at least they went back in ministry. And so they divide over this untrustworthy man. Sounds like Paul was being divisive. And, you know, I could go on. There's more examples in Holy Scripture, Old Testament, New. The point is, it is absolutely biblical to be divisive when sin, false doctrine, lies, trust issues are in play between men, anyone, sisters, in a body. I have a question. How else are we going to keep leaven out of the body of Christ? The Bible talks about it shall not be so among God's people that we live in sin and worldliness and carnality. How else are we going to do that if we don't judge rightly, test all things, discern, call people out to rebuke, as 1 Timothy 5 says, and then if they won't repent, separate from them to keep the body pure. One last verse for you. Our master makes this very clear in Matthew 10:34-36. Think not that I've come to send peace on earth. You mean all these people telling me that I should just go along, get along with everybody, don't cause any dissension, don't cause any rifts, don't rock the boat, as they say. Here's one I heard a lot lately. Don't rock the boat, just paddle with us. Well, rocking the boat to them is calling out for sound doctrine, calling out sin, calling for holiness and righteousness. Yeah, they call that rocking the boat. Yeah, that's a wicked world we live in today. Jesus said, I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be of his own household. Yeah, if you read that, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, that's between believer and unbeliever. Yeah, it could be. It also could be believer to believer, because we see Jesus separating from believers. We see Paul separating from believers. We see Peter warning unbelievers about their sin, or excuse me, warning believers about their sin. I'm thinking of Simon in the book of Acts, who wanted to buy the Holy Spirit, as one, as another example. So I'd encourage you, if you think about this and you know, hear about people that are being divisive, well, are they biblically divisive? Some people separate over the color of the carpeting in their false man-made church building. Some people separate because they don't want to give the pastor no money. Well, many of them are right about the giving pastors money. Many of them separate over all kinds of unbiblical things. I don't like going to church for 2 hours on Sunday. Well, God didn't ordain that you go to church for 2 hours on Sunday. God ordained that you live your entire life as a living sacrifice. And if you only want 2 hours of God's word, you're probably a false convert. And you're not going to get God's word in those places of man and Sunday church anyway. But that's another whole topic. So you got to think about this. You're either going to be divisive, biblically, cling to all truth and righteousness without compromise. Or what are you going to do? You're going to compromise. You're going to keep sin. You're going to keep false ways. And you are going to stumble yourself, stumble other people, compromise, walk in false ways and sin, not glorify God. How can you preach the biblical gospel if you live in willful sin? You'll endanger your soul. Hebrews 10:26. Willful sin is not covered. So think about that. Are you biblically decisive? Are you biblically willing to divide and be divisive? Couldn't think of that word. Ephesians 5:9 says, goodness, righteousness, and truth are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Will you divide over truth? Will you divide over righteousness? Will you divide over that which is good? If not, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. You're being led by your flesh. You're being led by man-made religion. You're being led by the culture. You're being led by your own false Jesus, your own false doctrine, whatever pleases you. Think about that. Think about that. Is it biblical to be divisive? I confess, I am a divisive man, just like Jesus and just like Apostle Paul, and I'm going to continue to be a divisive person. As I rest on God's word, his truth, his righteousness, call people to repentance, test myself, test my house, test the brethren, and go out into the world and preach the gospel. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're living for Christ with all that you are. Hope all the sounds in this store didn't get to you. Thanks for listening. Go out and be divisive in Christ's name, biblically. Get the sin and the leaven and the false doctrine and the worldliness and the churchianity out of your life. Divide for Christ. Seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. Thanks for listening. I love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel most of all. Check out all the thousands of resources. We're going down the road. Yeah, sad when you have to divide from people. But you know what? Last thought. When you know you're in the truth, when you know you've tested all things, when you know your hands are clean and blameless in what you're doing, and you can just go to Scripture and say it is what it is. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. I'm willing to live by that, divide by that, preach that, and I'm willing to die for that. Hey, I love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.